So he tells us in Hebrews 11:6, and without faith it is what? Impossible to well please God. I need the King James, but that's all right. We're going with that because it takes a while. But without faith it is what? Impossible to well please, is well pleasing unto him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder to of them that seek after him. Or he is a rewarder of those that seek him. Now listen to this now. God has, but without faith, it is what? Impossible to please him. And he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him, of those that seek him out. He is a rewarder. Now watch this. You remember, don't forget your money. You got money, in your pocket, you got money in your account. How do you access things? If you want some bananas, how are you gonna get them? No, that won't work. No. They wouldn't understand that language in the store, would they? If you want some whatever, if you want some food, you want some oatmeal, you want some whatever, how are you going to access that? You got to have some currency in this world. You can't walk up, just try to walk up and say, I'm hungry, I need to get your basket and roll it around and fill it up and roll up to the cash register and say, well, they'll take and say, you better put that back. Huh? Because you got to have some currency. Let me go a little further now. I'll show you something else they did. When I went to Israel, I was able to get some coins that was from Israel. I still got them. You know I can't spend them? I just got them for souvenirs. They are no good to me as far as trying to get something. And that's what most people have, something that looked like faith, but try to spend it. You got to know that you got faith, and you got to know how to use it. All right? So look what he said now. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. That means it's impossible for you to get anything from him. For he that cometh to God, the first thing you must do, must believe that he is. And that he is a rewarder of them that what? Diligently seek him. He is a rewarder. So faith is the currency in the kingdom of heaven. That's why he gave it to you. You can access anything and everything you need from heaven. Satan can't get nothing from heaven but a kicking. Amen. Amen. And that's why he's trying to talk you out of your good fortune, your good blessing, what you have inherited, what you have received. That's why he does all these schemes. He works all these schemes and tricks on you, trying to keep you busy, trying to keep you away from the word, try to keep you away from prayer, try to keep you away from Bible class, try to keep you away from family time. I mean, he works all this. You don't have time. You got to make a living. No, God already made a living for you. And what I'm saying, I'm not telling you don't have to work. Yeah, you don't have to work. The Bible says you don't work, you don't eat. Amen. But you can't allow those things to take priority over your time with God. You get wisdom from God. You get knowledge from God. You get the direction and leading of the Holy Spirit. So he can tell you how to go about in this world to access what you need. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. So he said, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. That's why he gave you that faith. Faith is the currency of the kingdom. I want to take some time here and listen to this. And I want to look at some examples in the Bible. Because you need to know how. See, faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of God, right? This is how you get faith. So I need to touch that. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And listen to this. Go ahead and put that up there. Romans 10:17. Faith comes by what? Hearing. Say this with me. Faith comes by and hearing by the word of God. Other words, if faith comes by hearing the word of God, that means what? Faith has to be in the word. Huh? You wouldn't send me or ask me to go if you stopped by my house and you said, I need a glass of water. And I go in the kitchen, get a glass. I said, you want some ice in it? Yes, sir. I put you a piece of ice in it. Being real nice to you. And I get almost to you, say, did you bring the wet with it? You wouldn't say that, would you? Why? Talk to me now. Why wouldn't you say that? Come on. Don't be bashful. Why would you not say that to me? Will you please go back and get the wet? Huh? Why wouldn't you say that? It's already in there. I'm so glad you're smart. So it says what? So then, faith come by what?
Hearing.
And hearing by the word of God. Although, you notice what that didn't say? Because I heard the word yesterday. How many read your Bible yesterday? Don't raise your hand. Okay, might incriminate somebody. How many of you heard the word some days past? You heard the word before heaven. You notice what that didn't say? Faith come by having heard. It didn't say that, did it? It said faith come by hearing. Every time you hear, faith cometh. Every time you hear, faith cometh. I'm taking you somewhere, and amen. Now watch this. Faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God.